Russia in the pocketbook. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. After the invasion of Russian troops into separatist regions of Ukraine, President Biden announcing a round of sanctions targeting Russian banks, Russian oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt. The president called Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions in Ukraine a flagrant violation of international law.
There is no justification. Further Russian assault in Ukraine remains a severe threat in the days ahead. And if Russia proceeds, it is Russia and Russia alone that bears the responsibility.
The president warned there would be further sanctions if Russia continues its invasion as U.S. troops move into position.
President Biden announced he will be sending U.S. troops that are already based in Europe to bolster NATO allies in the Baltics, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. We're awaiting troop numbers from the Pentagon, but we're told that about 1,000 U.S. troops will move from Italy, and some F-35s will be moved into the Baltic states.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The president again said today no U.S. troops will be sent into Ukraine. Attorney General Merrick Garland with praise for the verdict by a Georgia jury which found three white men guilty of violating the civil rights of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man killed while out for a run 2 years ago. The jury found Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryant targeted Arbery because of his race.
The defendant's actions and the racism that fueled them have inflicted enduring trauma on Mr. Arbery's family, his friends, his community, and communities across the country.
All three men have already been convicted in state court of murder and sentenced to life in prison. A new analysis of government data finds COVID vaccines are unlikely to trigger a rare inflammatory condition linked to COVID infection in children. The condition involves fever and also includes stomach pain. It rarely affects adults. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
For the first time in months, reports of a drop in the number of encounters along the southern border.
Encounters of illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexican border in January saw the first month-to-month decline in numbers since September. That from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, with almost 154,000 illegals being encountered, down from almost 180,000 in December. The U.S. Border Patrol reported more than 1.6 million encounters of people crossing into the U.S. illegally last fiscal year, the highest annual total ever, with a staggering number of fentanyl seizures climbing by almost 60%. Also of note, January is typically a slower month for border crossings. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been tapped to deliver the Republican response to the State of the Union address next week. The announcement made by Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, praising her for her leadership during the pandemic. The New York Yankees retiring the number of one of the team's greatest outfielders.
A four-time American League All-Star, O'Neill helped the Yankees win four World Series from 1996 to 2000. And now he'll get the same honor that teammates Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettitte, and Bernie Williams received, as well as their manager Joe Torre. The Yankees are going to retire O'Neill's jersey number, 21, August 21st, as long as the owner's lockout ends before then and we have a baseball season. Over 9 years with the Yankees, O'Neill batted .303, 185 home runs, 304 doubles, 858 RBIs. Jared Max, Fox News.
That's, of course, the great Paul O'Neill. European Union member countries have agreed that they should further ease COVID travel restrictions for people who are vaccinated against COVID or have recovered from the virus. The European Council recommending that EU nations lift all testing and quarantine requirements for people who got vaccines authorized in the EU. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.